This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Monday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. Quite a weekend, obviously. The battles in Charlottesville, Virginia, taking center stage. But the narrative that has come out and been championed by the left and by the media is incomplete. And it's incomplete by design. And it's focusing solely on the neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan and the white supremacists who showed up. Yeah, the coverage, and for the most part, is devoid of the rest of the story, which is that Antifa, or however you'd like to pronounce it, and Black Lives Matter and a whole host of other fringe left-leaning groups were also on hand, and they were all there to pick a fight. So I need to make some things clear about where I stand, because I think it's important for anybody that stands where I stand to make this clear, because the conversation is trying to make the connection, the left is, that if you're a conservative, by extension, you're part of the Ku Klux Klan, you're a racist, when we know that's certainly not the truth. So we need to speak truth here. I'm a conservative. I'm in certainly no way ashamed of that. It's a principled position that I have arrived after years of reading, studying, and learning. I've also had the opportunity, I suppose, to watch the ideology of socialism, Marxism, and identity politics fail every single time. I'm a conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a libertarian, although sometimes I agree with their points of view. I am an independent of both. I am an American, which I find much more important. I am a conservative, and I'm a nationalist. Now, this is important because the word nationalist has become some sort of a dirty word, which it should not. Supporting and believing in America is a good thing, in fact. I don't believe in white supremacy, and I don't believe in attacking those on the other side of the conversation, but I believe in America and our Constitution and my rights and yours, and I believe that America is still the greatest nation in the history of nations, the fairest of all nations, and the most successful. Think about this. America is the most successful multicultural nation and the most successful diverse nation on earth. We also live in a nation that has been operating under a single form of government longer than any nation in history. Our Constitution has been in effect governing this country longer than any set of principles, guidelines, or documents governing any country in the history of the world. America, what it stands for, its people, and its ideals are worth defending. The left and their faithful servants in the national news media, however, are trying to create a negative connotation about those that believe in this country, people like myself. I'm a conservative. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not a Ku Klux Klan member. I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm none of those things. But to hear CNN and others tell it, being a nationalist means you're a white supremacist. So therefore, by extension, if you're a Republican, you're a nationalist, you're a bigot, so on and so forth. If you would believe what the networks are shoveling as fast as possible, there is some explosion in what they call alt-right hate groups as well, but a little bit of digging, a little bit of research, and you will find quite easily, at the end of last year, at the end of 2016, the Anti-Defamation League concluded that, and this is a quote, despite a persistent ability to attract media attention, end quote, groups like the Ku Klux Klan and other neo-Nazis are a bunch of small, disorganized bands that are continuing the long-term trend of decline. So despite this notion that somehow there's this big explosion of white nationalists, white supremacist neo-Nazis in America, the statistical evidence is not there to support it, at least according to the Anti-Defamation League, which I consider to be a pretty solid source. That notwithstanding, the gut-wrenching scene in Charlottesville is going to be co-opted into a storyline that all conservatives are white nationalists, and therefore all conservatives and primarily white conservatives will be labeled automatically as being in some way compliant to the radical racist hatred views of the Klan and neo-Nazis. They will also use the senseless vehicular homicide as a way to plaster label President Trump as a bigot who is responsible for the violence, which he is not to blame for the actions of some 20-year-old punk from Ohio. Two groups showed up looking for a fight. That, according to the Charlottesville public information officer for the police department, before the attack with the automobile, she told news cameras that both sides, the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists, showed up looking for a fight, as did Antifa and Black Lives Matter, all of whom came with helmets and clubs and shields and implements of destruction, intent on creating a fight in the streets, which they got. But the notion that somehow this is one-sided, it is not. It takes two to create this kind of melee. And if you look at the video prior to the car coming through the crowd, you can see, and there's all sorts of videos to choose from, what that crowd was made up of. The only way to confront this offensive narrative that infects the conversation about who conservatives are is to fight back with the truth, a lot of truth, like telling the truth about who founded the Ku Klux Klan, Democrats. Telling the truth about who went to war to defend a despicable institution called slavery, Democrats. To point out that the last grand cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan to serve in the United States Senate was Robert Byrd, a Democrat. The last president believed to be a member of the Klan was Harry Truman, a Democrat. And by the way, as an aside to that, the president that fought against women's suffrage and their right to vote at all costs was Woodrow Wilson, a progressive Democrat. The long, dark history of racism in America touches almost everyone, but one political party in particular, the Democrats, championed the tenets and basic principles of the Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacy groups for decades, for centuries, actually. And at the same time that Robert Byrd was serving as a Klan member, and Bill Clinton was thinking about running for president, Donald Trump was being awarded the Ellis Island Award for, quote, tolerance, brotherhood, diversity, and patriotism. Go ahead and check. How is it that Donald Trump stood next to Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali to be honored for his work in inner cities with minority kids? And every single network fails to mention this every single time. Trump didn't become labeled a racist until he actually had the nerve to run for president. You know, Kathy Griffin can hoist what looks like the severed head of the president to be held up, and then she's called a victim. And President Trump condemns violence in Charlottesville, and he's called a villain and called racist for condemning violence. It's time to get the conversation straight and tell the truth. I am a conservative. I am not a member of those radical groups, nor will I ever be. It's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show.